Pegless Economics. In economics, a peg is an arbitrarily set ratio between the value of two items. Gold at $35 an ounce is a famous example. Pegs always break. Gold is no longer $35 an ounce. The value of things changes, and the peg breaks, even if it's enforced by government fraud and violence. The use of force or fraud to enforce a peg is a crime. It's called tortious interference. Basically, tortious interference is using force or fraud to interfere in other people's business. The negative consequences of this crime are the same, whether it's done by government or freelance criminals. Tortious interference, of course, perfectly describes the business model of authoritarian governments, such as the authoritarian government of the USA. Governments practice tortious interference while denying it to citizens. Hypocrisy rules and points the way to fraud and violence. In the beginning, the founding criminals promised to increase domestic tranquility and create a more perfect union. What we actually got is a huge horde of unelected bureaucrats constantly trying to harass us and steal the fruits of our labors. That same story has been repeating for thousands of years. The people can change that narrative anytime they want, if they come to realize the importance of doing so. We always have the choice between authoritarian absolutist delusions and a flexible system that adjusts to changes in value and gives everyone an equal chance to get fair value for the products of their labors. We always have the choice between liberty and tyranny, libertarianism and authoritarianism. We always have the option of saying yes to liberty and prosperity. It may not be easy, but the reward is well worth the risk and the work. We can make that choice on the personal level, the family level, the community level, all the way up to the geopolitical level. We have known how to achieve a free and prosperous society for thousands of years. Maybe we're at a point where we can actually take advantage of that knowledge and seize the opportunity to create a society that is many times better at organizing people for peace, freedom, and prosperity. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.